Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 26. We will read verse number 36 and go down to 44. And the Bible says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, for may this cup be taken away from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. I will repeat that verse 41. Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Then he went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. I want to bring a parallel to the prayer that he had prayed before I read the rest of the verses. He had prayed the first time, my Father, if it is possible. The second time he's saying, my Father, if it is not possible. Mark that in your Bible. It is important for our lesson tonight. If it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. The second time he prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Hallelujah. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. If you can put a finger right there and walk with me to Psalms chapter number 40. Psalms chapter 40. I'll read verse number 6. 40. And verse number 6. Thank you, Jesus. If you're there, say amen. Let's know you're there. Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, oh my God. Your law is in my heart. I'll say that last verse 8 again. I desire to do your will, oh my God. Your law is within my heart. Precious Father in heaven, I pray that you open the heavens for us and let your glory come and settle above this temple. Let the heart of everyone that hears the sound of this voice connect with the speakings of heaven tonight in the name of Jesus. And let our hearts, Lord, agree with what you have to say to us, because your word is greater than our own word. Your purposes are greater than our own ideas, and your agenda is more important than our own reasoning and our own ideas and our own plans. We acknowledge your word that said you know the plans that you have for us, and your word that said that you know the end from the beginning, and even from the ancient times, the things that are yet to come, and you declared that your purposes, your stand, and your pleasure will be done. Our prayer is that you connect us with your will, connect us with the agenda of your kingdom, connect us with what it is that has made you call us together, so that, Lord, our joy will be made full when, Lord, we fulfill your purposes. Let your glory, let all glory return to you. Because, Lord, you're such a faithful God. Speak through your servant and bring glory to yourself even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for this moment and because of his word that is so rich for us. And I know you and me understand that if there is something difficult in our lives and something that requires a lot of prayer, something that requires a lot of spiritual effort, something that requires such clarity as the knowledge of the will of God and the ability to get into doing the will of God for our lives. Because it is one thing to know what God's will is, and it's another thing altogether to be able to enter and begin to do the will of God. It is one thing to know where God wants you to be, and another altogether to enter and go where God wants you to be, so that now you can say, I am in the will of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Because we know that actions speak louder than words. It may not be written, I think, that way in the Bible, but it is written that faith without works is dead. I think that is easier for us to understand from the scriptural point of view, that faith without action is dead. What does that mean? That if we only say things in faith, yet we do not accompany that with the action that directs us towards what we are saying, then what we are saying is only empty words. And we have to come to that place where we understand that obedience is better than sacrifice and to heed is better than the fat of lambs. God is expecting of us as his children to get to a place where we begin to do the will of God, because the will of God is what helps us navigate in this Christian walk. Praise the name of Jesus. And when Jesus was teaching his disciples, when they came to him and said, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray, he said, when you pray, say this. Let this guide your direction to prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Immediately after that, thy will. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Let therefore, what I understand from this is that let the earth begin to agree with what heaven is saying. Let earth now begin to establish what heaven has spoken. Let what you have said be done here. Let us see what heaven is doing, so we begin to do what heaven is doing here on the earth. Let us make a conducive environment for heaven to settle on earth, us being the catalyst of that work. Glory to God. What it means is that let things on earth not completely be against what heaven is doing. We are the people that need to pray that now let earth agree with heaven. Let your will, let what is happening in heaven, let thy purposes, let your agenda be done on this earth as it is happening in heaven. Praise the name of Jesus. Because even us that are on this earth are being prepared in advance for glory. Praise the name of Jesus. And the fullness of the glory to which we are being prepared will not be found or will not be accomplished when we are on this earth. There is a fullness of glory of God that we will only see when we arrive at home, when we arrive in heaven, when we go there. I know one person who sang says, "Hatujajua bado yote ya mwokozi." We haven't fully come to assimilate everything about God, but the fullness of his glory will be made manifest when we appear at home before him. Praise the name of Jesus. And therefore it is important to begin to accustom ourselves with doing what heaven is doing, with agreeing with heaven, so that we do that which pleases the Lord. A great example, and I think the perfect example, I must call it, is Jesus Christ himself. When he came into this world, there must have been, and we all know this is true, an agreement with heaven. Who will go? Who will go to establish our will? Because a lot of blood has been shed on the earth. A lot of sacrifice has been done on the earth. The blood of bullocks and the blood of goats and the blood of oxen has been shed on this earth because of the profanity of mankind. And none of this has been able to satisfy the heart of God. None of this has been able to bring man fully into repentance and to restoration and agreement with God. Every time something is happening and man is going back to where he was and to the place of sin and to a damnation that is worse than where he was before. Even with all the blood that has been shed of goats and cows and bullocks and name it, nothing has been able to satisfy the seat of mercy in heaven. And God had to work salvation for himself. And the Bible says that his right hand worked salvation for him. He said, I will go. No wonder he sent the deity of heaven. He sent Jesus himself and said, go. What he did, he clothed the one full of glory with an earthly body so he can appear among us. Praise the name of Jesus. So even when we see him as a child in a manger, he wasn't really a child in a manger. It was still the King of glory dressed in a newborn baby's body. Glory to God. And he continued to grow. He continued to grow. And he says in Psalms 40 that now it is not sacrifices that you're looking for. It is not burnt offerings that you're looking for. What you did, you called me. You prepared a body for me. And here I am. I have come to do your will. The very purpose of Jesus being down on this earth was to do the will of him that sent him. Praise the name of Jesus. No wonder he couldn't do everything men wanted him to do. When they wanted to praise him, when they wanted to position him as their Lord and as their king and as the one that was going to get Herod out of the throne, he said, my kingdom is not the kingdom of this earth. I have not come like the world wants me to come. I am not the one who is going to overthrow the kingdoms of this earth so I can be your Jewish leader. No, my kingdom is different. When they wanted to feed him with the earthly food, remember, when the disciples went to look for food for him, when he was sitting at the well at the Samaritan village, when he was sitting there, they were looking to give him some food to eat because obviously they expected that as a human being he must be hungry. But when they came, Jesus was busy doing the will of him that sent him, liberating people, getting them out of sin and getting them out of shame and embarrassment and the messes that they were in and helping them to see Jesus and to see the kingdom of God. And they said, Master, why are you talking with a Samaritan woman of all things? Come, eat. Get right. And he said, you, I have food that you don't know. I'm not satisfied by what you cook. My kingdom is not the kingdom of this earth. Therefore, my needs are not ministered to by the needs or the fulfillment of this earth. He said, I have food that you do not know. He made an announcement that I don't know whether they understood, that my food is to do the will of him that sent me. Praise the name of Jesus. And I'm right now in the will of him that sent me. I'm here doing it. And so you cannot get me out of this. This is what I was sent to do. I was sent to look and to seek and to save that which was lost. And when my mission is done, then I can go to glory. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Do you know how many times they attempted to kill him? Every time they would look for an opportunity to kill Jesus and he would look at them and just laugh. You cannot mess me up. You cannot kill me. Why? Because I came here to do an assignment. And until it's done, and I know it, and until it is done, there's nothing that can get me out of this. Guess what? Don't try to kill me. I will give my life. I'm not afraid of death. It's only that because it's not time, I have to walk within that will of him that sent me, so much so that although I know that I'm facing the cross, I'm facing death, I will be handed over to death by the chief priests and the sinners. Oh my goodness. If right now they cannot, because that is not the will of God for me right now. Praise the name of Jesus. The beauty about being in the will of God is that even what God wants you to happen to you tomorrow cannot happen today. Praise the name of Jesus. I love one pastor friend of ours. His name is Joseph. And he told us one day in Happy Church in Nakuru, and he was preaching. I thought this was very, very important. I thought this was phenomenal. It sounded funny, but it was very phenomenal. And the man was there. He said, when I was getting married, there on Friday, everything had been prepared. And we were excited. I was waiting for my wife. I was going to get married tomorrow. And my best man came to me and said, Joseph, this is the story he's giving us. Joseph, suppose Jesus returns today. What would you do? Joseph was so annoyed. He said, what are you trying to say? Jesus cannot return today. He said, why? Because I'm going to get married tomorrow. God told me that he is going to give me a wife. And I have not married her yet. How can Jesus come when I have not married my wife yet? Don't worry, if he promised you April. Hallelujah. And Joseph was so passionate, said, Jesus cannot return. He cannot return today. The will of God is I get married to my wife tomorrow. And I'm going to get married. There is no way I can die today. Rapture cannot happen today. I said, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And he supported himself from the word. He said, God promised Abraham a son. From your loins shall come and in a hair from your own loins and from the loins of Sarah. And he waited. And he said, do you think famine would have killed Abraham? No, even if there was famine, Abraham could not die. He was carrying a promise from Jehovah. I said, now I know what to do. Praise the name of Jesus. Do you think the Philistines would have killed Abraham? No matter how many came, there was even the battles of kings. 5 different kings came against Abraham and Lot. They could not finish him. Why? Because he was in the will of God. Hallelujah. He had a promise he was waiting for. God said, I will bless you. You are inheritance. We are not going to Eliezer. You are inheritance. You are going to your own son. Hallelujah. So there is no way that Jesus would have returned to that day. And if he waited another 25 years to do it, then Jesus cannot come tonight. I'm getting married too. Don't ask me really why he didn't want Jesus to come. That I don't know. All I know is that God is God of the order. God is a God of plan. God is not disorderly. He is not the author of confusion. He is the one who puts everything in place. And he aligns all things and he conforms them to the pattern of his will. Glory to God. So God does not promise and then take away. And promise and take away. I'm sure somebody in your mind you are saying, we just saw something going on in December. Was it in November? Something that went on and the community was like, Jehovah, God, why? You remember we buried somebody whose pre-wedding was supposed to be in January? So the will of God is complicated. Don't you think the way we are preaching about it is just, boom, done. Things can be confusing. And wonder what is going on. Because the things that are hidden belong to God. And the things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever that we may fear the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I remember one brother in our fellowship. She might know him. And that brother married a wife, which was fine. They had one child. At childbirth, she died. And, that was bad buyer or something. And, so let our brother came back to the fellowship, was good, a good brother in the fellowship. He continued and, thank you, Jesus, God revealed to himself to him again. And he got another wife. Now he has a baby because the mother died. And now God has given him a wife. Guess what happened? Even that one died. As soon as she had a baby. So the brother had 2 children. From then on, people said in the fellowship, in our youth fellowship, why? Why? You know, like, I don't know what God does. Praise the name of Jesus. All I know is that God is the God of order. We don't know whether those were mistakes or God's order or God's plan or God's will. But guess what? Those 2 ladies are now dead. They must be in heaven somewhere waiting for us to get out of this battle. Praise the name of Jesus. And unless our brother has got married, juicy, I can surely tell you that he took a long time. he had to move out of Nakuru, I think, so that maybe out there somebody might know him. But don't forget they buried the girls in his home village. So it is not easy. The will of God is not what? It's not easy. Things can happen. You know what? I thought I was in the will of God. What is happening to me? Yesterday, it was the day before, on Friday, a sister called me and said, "My sister, I want you to pray for me. Remember I asked you to pray for me that one time. Did you not preach to us and tell us to say it is well?" I said, "Yes." "Weren't you the one who told us about the Shunammite woman? And she said it is well when her son was dead?" I said, "Yes." I said that it was the Bible. "Do you know what she told me? Now my son is dead. It is well. I want that son back." She said I was in Kenbrook with everybody else. Unakumbuka Kenbrook? She was there with everybody else. And this is her second son. She had buried a son the year before. So she's here, says, "We cannot bury that man. I've just got to report. He has just died in hospital from a meningitis." "My sister, you say that is well. Apostle, you say that is well. What is well?" "Well," he said, "can you pray right now? I believe that God will bring me my son back. This is the only hope of a hair that I have." I was with my children. I said, "Everybody turn off the music. It's not easy. Glory to God." And I was there praying with the lady. But somewhere in my heart I knew. The truth is, he had to go. But how do you tell this lady that this was God's will? How do you convince her that your second son in less than 2 years is God's will? And I'm there praying. We are canceling the agreements of death, the covenants of the grave. Show her, shut the doors of death. She said, "Thank you so much. I do believe." Early in the morning, she wrote me a message. She says, "My sister, after we prayed, I think I have to agree with God's will." She couldn't even call. She wrote a message. She says, "I think I have to agree." But when I left her, I began to pray that the Lord will open her eyes to see his will. It's not that he cannot raise the dead, but it's not every dead that he raises, because it is appointed unto men once to die and after this judgment. So you cannot tell God to reverse every death, because most of those deaths are his will. It is his appointment. Praise the Lord. So it's not easy. Don't you think I'm standing to say something that is so easy? It took Jesus to get to that place that is called Gethsemane. And he went with only 3. After he had been training 12 for a whole period of 3 years. Yet he got to Gethsemane, and the Bible says that he told the 9, "Stay there," and he moved on with the 3. He told them, "Sit here. I will go over there and pray." But he opened his heart to them. He said, "I'm so distressed to the point of death right now." It's not easy to, it's easy to talk about the will of God. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to do your will. It's easy to sing that one and to lift your hands and ready, Lord, to do your will. But when it comes to the actual words apart, action now, that is where trouble. I won't call it trouble. Let me say there, that's when it becomes juicy. That's when now you have to relinquish everything you knew so that now God can take over. He went there, he said, "I'm so distressed. I'm so distressed to the point of death. Sit here, pray with me, intercede with me, keep me warm. Please don't leave me. I am about to get to the place that I call God's will for my life." Praise the name of Jesus. Because once I enter, my entry to God's will means salvation for the world. And it's not easy for one to die for the sins of everybody. Getting into God's will means that my prophetic destiny is being fulfilled. Getting into God's will means that this obedience will cause many other doors for so many people to be opened. When our sister answered the voice of the Lord to do God's will about taking in those refugee children, it meant the salvation and the safety of so many. Some whom we haven't seen because they are yet to come. That obedience is expensive. Praise the name of Jesus. And sometimes the problem is that God wants us to get into his will, get into do his will, when we have no resources, when we have nothing at hand, when we have no confidence in the flesh to put us where God wants us to be. And therefore we get afraid to get there because how do I survive in there? And when I get in there, it's a point of no return. I cannot get back here to begin to borrow from what is here to go to use it there, because there only God can supply. Praise the name of Jesus. My God. I remember when I went for my ordination in 2008, and I was so afraid. I had no idea what to do. I was so afraid. Thank God for some few ladies who stood with me, praying with me and fasting and calling on God. And I knew that I was getting to a place that will kill a whole lot in my flesh. A whole lot. And I thank God it did. And one of the things that God killed was this voice of my mouth of mine. This mouth of mine. It used to talk. Oh, shoo. I said, what? Oh, what? Before you finish what you're saying, I have an answer. Oh my goodness. I had an answer. And I would get, and for some reason, I had the scripture to support what I wanted to say, whether it was God's will or not. And I would push it through. And God said, one of the things that is going to die is that mouth of yours. You enter this part of my will, that's it. What will be locked out of that door is that mouth of yours. You remember how they say, my mother used to say, uchukue madhunya utanukire mdomo. Only somebody from Madhira would know what that said. Don't worry. But I didn't know how expensive that was. I didn't know that it would take, but then it took such a sacrifice. That I would look at somebody and they would say everything they have to say. And I'm like, are you done? Bye. See you. That's it. Ask them, they'll tell you. I have kept quiet until the devil is frustrated about my silence. Because it's not me. And I'm not telling you that it has been easy. What I'm telling you, the will of God, so that you enter. It is distressing. But then it's the best thing you can do for your life. Enter. He said, Father, if it is possible that I still have some freedom to me. I'm paraphrasing. If it is possible for this cup to be taken away so I don't drink it. That means if I can still retain some of the freedom to me so that I can do what I want to do when I want to do it and still jump in and do your will today, and then I can jump out and just be me. You know, this is Kerigo and this is Apostle Lucy. If I can have this arena just for me, don't worry about it, God, just for me, so that when people mess me up, I can deal with them like me. And then I can come in here and just surrender. And just, I'm yours, oh Lord. I have come to do your will. May your will be done in my life. If I can have that freedom, praise your name. Then I would really love that to happen. But it looks to me like, okay, he said, not as I will, but let your will be done. Praise the name of Jesus.
And I want to imagine there must have been a conversation that we are not told about between that verse and the other verse, because he comes back to the disciples and they are completely asleep. I'll help you with something. He finds the people that he has trained as what I'll call his inner circle believers. And he has brought them so close to him that they know his heart. They know his distress. They know his pain. He can open to them like he can open his heart to them. He can let them know when he is in distress. Don't forget it, Jesus. And he has brought them so close to himself, and so many miracles he did. If you look at the word, he did not bring everybody. He brought Peter and James and John to the scene. And he would do those things just in their presence and then tell them, shoo, because he knew they couldn't betray him. Praise the Lord. And then that hour came. He must have been training them for this moment, that when it is my turn to need you, you will be there for me. I have shown you who I am. I've shown you my power. I've shown you my strength. I've shown you my weakness. I have brought you close to me. Like every one of us here has that one friend, or maybe two, that you can say, one way the way. You know, right now, I can't pray. Can you take my heart and take me to God? And I know what you will pray is what I would have prayed if I had the strength to do it right now. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, stay here with me and pray with me. Feel me. Feel my distress and pray for me. And then, as if that did not mean anything to a close friend, he goes there and falls prostrate because of the will of God. Comes back and they're asleep. If it was a human being, obviously he would have said a few other things. Is this who you are? Is this how you treat a friend? Is this how you behave? What? Just go. Now I know who you are. I know your true colors. I know who you are. I know. I didn't know you are a betrayer like Judas. I have enough betrayer. I have enough people that have messed me up. They are doubting. They are running away. They are frustrating me. They don't know what I'm called for. They think I'm here to rule over Israel. You are the ones who know my glory. You heard the voice of God at the mountain. I took you to the mountain for a purpose. He had gone with them to the Mount of Transfiguration. And there, they had heaven itself speak concerning him. So if ever there was a friend to keep, it was that friend. They slept. He said, man, you can do it. And he said, pray and watch that you do not fall into temptation. What does that mean? The dividing line between obeying God's will and falling out of God's will is so thin that you need to keep vigil in prayer. Praise the Jesus. Somebody must keep awake, alive, ablaze in the spirit, active in your spirit, so that you don't fall in the temptation of running away from what God's will is for your life. Praise the name of Jesus. Because we live in a world where temptation and battle and evil surrounds us all over the place. And in order for you to completely agree with God's will, you must keep your spirit prayed up. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. There is no way you can assume that heaven is going to implement its purposes on your life and there's nothing you're doing on your part. You want to be in God's will, then you got to pray for yourself. Lord, pray, pray, pray in the spirit, even if you don't know what else to do. You don't know what you're saying. The spirit knows what you're saying, and he's bringing you close. Pray that you don't fall into temptation. He said something else very, very important to them. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He said those two important messages to them at that time when he found them sleeping. Why? Because in order to do the will of God, you cannot do the will of God, which comes by the liberation of the Spirit of God, using your physical strength, your physical energy, your physical ability. You cannot. That is why there are so many people willing to do God's will, but they never get to the place where they actually do. Why? Because of the weakness of the flesh. The Spirit is willing. That is why every time you say, oh my God, show me your will for my life. Show me what you want me to do. Show me the man to marry me. Show me the lady I got to marry. Show me the church to go to. Show me the college to go to. Show me the place to work. Show me what to wear today. Show me what it is that you are not frustrate your purposes when I stand up. Praise the name of Jesus. Show me what it is that you will be happy about. Show me how to do your purposes. Show me how to do your will. Show me how to exploit the talents that you have given me so that I will not frustrate your purposes when you call us home. I don't want to be that one servant who because of fear, said, I will bury this treasure. And he put it down because he was afraid. Show me how to do it. That's why we pray. The Spirit is willing. Anybody hearing the sound of my voice? The Spirit is willing. I can do what it will take to do the will of God. My spirit is excited. But when the flesh gets there, and you know our spirit and our flesh, we cannot divide because we live in a body. When the flesh gets there, the weakness of the flesh limits us doing God's will. And what will bring this division? So that the flesh does not take the upper hand against the willingness of the Spirit. Let me rephrase that sentence. So that the weakness of the flesh does not overshadow the willingness of the Spirit. It is that first instruction he gave them. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because the temptation to listen to the weakness of the flesh is so high that it can stop you from responding in obedience to the willingness of your spirit. Is that understood at all? Praise the name of Jesus. Therefore, my friends, watch, don't sleep at such an hour. This is our instruction, Church of God. Do we want to do the will of God? Do we want to obey the one who has called us? Do we want to enter into that place where it's no longer I that lives, but Christ does live in me? The life that I live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Do not trouble me, because I have stayed in the will of God until I have his marks on my body. Now it is not about me. It's all about him that called me. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Some of us that are hearing the sound of my voice, you'll be surprised how expensive the will of God is. Because some of us, the will of God might call you to relocate and get out of Baltimore. Because Baltimore feels warm. That is where you want to be. But I want you in this place because I want to begin a work here. And I want to use you to do that work, to begin that work, to cut a stop to. I want to use you to trailblaze that work. But then because of the warmth of where you are, you don't want to listen to God's will. God's will is expensive. Praise the name of Jesus. And it requires us to do things that maybe we never wanted to do. It is not what we want to do, but God's will has to be done. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Help us, Lord Jesus. And I know this might hit somebody's life. I pray that the Spirit of God gives us the grace that you have close friends who pray for you according to how you want things to be. I have close friends. If I can't pray, they pray for me. I went one day, my God. Oh, my Lord. I went to a sister, a close friend of mine one day. And I was going through some issue at home. And I began to pour my heart out to my sister in the Lord. And when I'm there and I'm saying, my sister, pray with me. Things are not as good as they're supposed to be. And she looked at me and said to me, okay. He said, why don't you divorce him? Okay. It wasn't as bad. You know those things that you share so that they go away. Those things that you want to pour, you want to throw them out. Like you want to... All right, I'm crucified right now. And... And the one issue was an issue. And I'm like, my sister, stand with me in this area. I want breakthrough. I want God to come. I want God to have. She listened to me. One word, I opened my eyes. I looked at her with that one eye. I wanted to tell her that the Lord did not speak by you. I did not come to ask you to be an advocate and a what and a judge and a divider and all that kind of stuff. I only asked, pray with me. And I said, oh, I did not have that thought. Let me go sleep on it. I went from there. I said, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from such kind of a friendship. I messed them up. I cancel that word that came out of that mouth in the name of Jesus. I messed it up real good. Praise the name of Jesus. Because enemy, sasa shaitani unaniuliza nini? So, ulikuwa unanigojea pale, diyo nikifika hapa utafuta kitu ingine ya kuniodoa from the will of God. What is wrong with you, Satan? Nikaenda, nikasema, even that prayer, I wanted somebody to help me to pray. Sasa sitaki, I don't want anybody to pray. Nikaenda kwa magoti, nikasema Jehovah nimekuja. Kama huta nijibu, huta tujibu tukiwa wawili. Hey, hata mimi ni mtoto wako, nijibu Jehovah nimekuja. Na kama huta nijibu niambie, niwacha kutijizubua. Oh my God. Because the will of God is expensive. Praise the name of Jesus. And this was like 4 or 5 years later, right now. And the Lord had me. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh my God. God is so good. I give him the glory. He came, he wanted, you know, I'm so distressed. Pray for me that I come out of this distress. And God wanted him to feel how heaven feels when men are lost. I'll say that one more time. God wanted him to feel how heaven feels when men are lost. So that in that distress, he can harden his face like a flint and get to that cross and save mankind. Hallelujah! Shed that blood so the mercy seat will be satisfied. He was distressed, but he needed somebody stand with me right now. And God knew the prayer that should have come or would have come out of the mouth of these three friends. How many know that? Give it to us that our joy may be full. And God knew that if these three boys agree in prayer, they are going to frustrate the will of God for Jesus. And he said, instead of you praying, sleep on. Sleep on. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, why don't you close your eyes and say, "Ah, malafiki wacha tu alale. Wacha tu alale kwa sababu wakiniombea, watani jump out of the will of God." And as it takes when he jump out of the will of God, I would rather be here by myself than be out there with friends and be here with Jesus, because his will is ultimate. Praise the name of Jesus. His will is the best. His will is and his purpose are the best thing that can happen to any person on this earth. I would rather lose my friends, my God, than lose God. I would rather lose the opinion of people. I would rather lose the prayer support that I would have received from people that were going to pray me out of God's will. Praise the name of Jesus. It is when you start to agree with God's will that you find it's not every friend that can go with you all the way. Can I say that again?
I'm looking at the people that have been betrayed by close friends right now. And you're saying, Ujamaa hata staki, I don't want to agree with that person again. Oh, we entered into this business, people have been betrayed by people that were this close, like I was betrayed by that sister friend of mine. But then I had to get out of it because I had to stay in the will of God. If I did not stay in the will of God, maybe I would not be preaching the gospel today. But God wanted me to go through that so that I feel how women feel. Praise the name of Jesus. When I lost my son a few years ago, I would not have known how to answer the lady who called me on Friday night if I don't know what it is to go through a catastrophe of losing a firstborn and a son, for that matter. Praise the name of Jesus. So when she wrote me a text, I quickly called her back and said, "My sister, the Lord who comforted me in the day of my distress is well able to comfort you at the loss of your son. Oh my God, because it is well." Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are those that will betray you, but you'd rather be in the will of God than among people that will continue to take you out of God's will. It is healthy spiritually to disconnect yourself from the opinions of people that will take you outside of God's will. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't want to forget that when he made the first prayer, when he came to make the second one, there must have been a conversation that we are not told about, because when he came to pray the second time, he says, "Father, if therefore it is not possible," there must have been at one point that is not recorded, that God must have answered his son and said, "Guess what? This is my will for you. This cup cannot be taken away. You will drink of it." And therefore, he had to go back, changing his prayer, saying, "Therefore, my Father, if it is not possible for it to be taken away unless I drink it, now your will be done." Praise the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord bring us to that place where you know that you're not going to run away from his will again. You're not going to run away from his agenda and his purpose again. You are not going to run away from what he has been telling you over and over and over again. And God is going to give you even more grace to get to that place where you are not battling with God saying, "If it is possible, change it. If it is possible, change it. If it is possible, change it." But by the grace of God, we will come to that place which says, "If therefore it is not possible, if therefore it is inevitable for me to go through this, Lord, I surrender to your will." Praise the name of Jesus. I surrender to your purpose. I surrender to your spirit. I surrender to you. I surrender to you, oh God. Because in the first place, it's not about me. It's all about you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. It is not primarily about me. It's about you. It's about you, God. There are some people that need to release some people that messed you up some time ago. And you know, every time, it is like it gives you some temporary warmth to think about them so that you justify yourself with something called a defense mechanism. And the Lord is saying, "Let go. Let my will be done in your life. Allow me to work in you. Allow me to bring the best of you. Allow me to bring that person that I raised you up to be. I cannot have brought you this far. Frustrate you. Just let go. My will is that you let go. And I will glorify you. I will strengthen you." When Jesus was there at Gethsemane, saying, "If it therefore it's not possible now, I surrender to you." The Bible says in Luke that the Lord sent angels and they ministered to him there. Praise the name of Jesus. They ministered to him. When you let go and let the will of God be done in your life, then the Lord will send help from the sanctuary to comfort and encourage and strengthen you so that as you get into his will, into fulfilling and satisfying God's heart, then you will not be alone. You will not be weak. Your surrender is not a weakness. Your surrender is an open door to divine help, to divine supply, to divine ministration, to divine warmth. Praise the name of Jesus. Many times the reason why we don't submit ourselves wholly to God's will is because we don't know what is going to happen in the world of the unknown.
And when you go there, what is going to happen to me? Where shall I get friends? Is everybody in it? What am I going to do? I am scared. The reason why Saul was sacrificed instead of waiting for Samuel, he said, I saw the enemy coming. And he came so close, and I was afraid. I didn't know what I was going to do. I looked for you. I didn't see you. I waited for 6 or so days. I didn't see you. Oh, my God. Some of us have waited for more than 6 days. And just about when the miracle is about to happen, pick up the knife and cut the meat. That's it. The meat of God is frustrated for their lives. You wonder, how can I reverse this? What can I do? Samuel looked at Saul and said, you have acted so foolishly. God would have given you the kingdom. But now, no. He's giving it to another who is obedient. Praise the name of Jesus. Some of the things God asks us to do are too easy that we miss them. Others are too complicated that we think we can't reach them. But the good thing is that God is not depending on the weakness of our flesh to push us to God's will. He's depending on his power to empower our spirits to do the will of God. Because the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. Praise the name of Jesus. I've had people who said, I don't even know why I'm still in this home, even this far. Every day I wake up, I want to go away. And get away from this life. And get away from this person. And get away from this relationship. I don't know why I'm still staying. I can tell you why you're still staying. Because the will of God is for you to stay until you will see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. If you read the book of Job, chapter number 14, he said what? That in all the days of my labor, I will wait, I will wait, I will wait until my salvation comes. Praise the name of Jesus. And I feel that we need to submit and surrender ourselves to God one more time. One more time. He's never tired to hear the willingness of our spirits. The good thing is that Jesus understands the willingness of the spirit. And one desire of the spirit is that our weak, weak flesh will not camouflage the willingness of the spirit so that we are closed out of God's will. The will of God is that he will give us the grace and empower our spirits so that our spirits will begin to follow on. Bless the Lord. To follow on. Until we apprehend that for which he apprehended us. I'll talk about Abraham for 1 minute. When the time came for Abraham to let Hagar go, it was not an easy thing for him to do. Because every time he looked at the woman, he remembered the time of his intimacy with him, with her. And remembered that out of their intimacy came a son. He had never seen another son before. And every time he looked at this woman, he remembered, there is a portion of me in her. There is a portion of her in me. Doesn't the Bible say? Okay. Thank you. Even with prostitutes. So there is a portion of me in her. How can I let her go? The matter was distressing to Abraham to let Hagar go. And because Sarah had nothing to lose, Sarah is saying, get rid of her, get rid of her. She wasn't connected to the mess. There was nothing in her from Hagar. So it was easy for her to discharge her right then. But for Abraham, it was a sacrifice. Hagar had his son. Every time he looked at Ishmael, he saw himself. It was hard to let go. But then there was the voice of one. The one who had spoken to him saying, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. He had to say, what do I obey? And he said to the woman, go. I don't deny that I will miss you. I know I will. But for the strength of the one that is calling me, I let you go. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Praise the name of Jesus. It doesn't have to say one more time, Lord, I submit to your will. Let the weakness of my flesh not hinder the willingness of my spirit. Lord, draw me to your will. Draw me to you. Draw me close to you. Hallelujah. Let this be somebody's prayer tonight. Lord, draw me to you. Draw me to you. Don't allow the weakness of my flesh to come afflict the willingness of my spirit. Don't let the kingdoms that I build around myself and the comfort zones that I build around myself begin to frustrate what is the ultimate will. Lord, draw me to yourself. Draw my spirit to your will. Draw me, Lord. Bring me to the place of total surrender so that your will, Lord, be accomplished in my life. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Govern me by your will. Because here I come. Here I come. Sacrifices and offerings you did not require. Burnt offerings and all you did not ask for. But here I am. I have come. I have come. It was written of me. I have come to do your will. Oh Lord, why don't you stand on your feet and let us the Lord. Lord, bring me to that will. It may be expensive. It may require that a few things will go away. But Lord, I still submit to your will. Do not let the weakness of the flesh begin to camouflage the willingness of my spirit. Yes, from when I first heard of your voice, oh God, I desired to do your will. I surrendered. I desired, Lord, to do your will. I desired, Lord, to go all the way. I desired to come to the place where it's no longer I that leads, that I will be taken away from this life, but Christ will be the center. Christ will be the Lord. Christ will be the King. Christ will take over. Even now, take over, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, oh God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, Shandabahandedabosa. Riababa.